that beautiful Kanye there, guys. Woo, Kanye. God, I love this man. Seriously, I don't care. Like, I know he does some real crazy shit sometimes. I know. But man, do I love his music. Like, guys, I'm obsessed. I'm still waiting for that day when I get to see him. It's quite sad because I haven't really got to see a lot of, like, you know, artists that I generally enjoy. I've only managed to see, like, Beyonce, Solange, and Janelle Monáe. Who else have I got? Stevie Wonder. I've seen a few. Rihanna, Jay-Z. That's it. I don't think I've seen much more, like, artists that I've, you know, really, really want to see. Which is sad and annoying, but I'm not giving up. I still feel that there's hope. I will see Kanye live at some point. Amongst many others as well at some point. I know the earth right now is in a very it's in a very odd, weird position due to people in power. It's got nothing to do with us normal people. Like, literally, it's really got to that point. It's all those that are in power that are causing corruption, and it's evident. It's more evident than it could ever be. And I just hope, really and truly hope, that somehow, you know, the ones that are in power get knocked down, or we all as the people generally put our foot down, full well knowing it's the people in power that are creating these wars and these bullshit rubbish of stuff going on right now that's, you know, creating sadness, depression. You know, there's people dying innocently with no reason really on their side for any, like, it's barbaric. It's crazy, guys. But anyway, this was not going to be my anchor, but that will be a talk that we will be having soon. This talk is about this morning. I've woken up, I'm not going to be long because I have some things I got to start making soon before I head out. But yeah, this morning I woke up and I was just like, you know what? Like, I need to connect with my inner child, guys. Like, I've been connecting with my inner child this morning. I was looking at photos of me of when I was young. And don't you find it quite interesting? Like, when you look at photos of you when you were younger, you just had no clue of anything. You know that feeling of just not knowing anything? Like, you know who your mum is because you look in her face on a daily occasion. You know maybe who your dad is because you look, you know, in their face, and it goes for your siblings, you know. And so you have that familiarization when you're young, but you don't actually grasp the concept of other people and actual situations that you need to deal with, things that are in front of you that you have to deal with, and things you have to put yourself through, you know. I guess being within the adult stage, you put yourself through things that you don't want to put yourself through, And I feel like this morning, I'm just looking, I'm just like, wow. I was once this kid who looks like he's smiling with his face paint on his face and was so oblivious about the future ahead. That is, you know what? I was literally here, like, I don't know whether to cry or feel like overwhelmed, like, with happiness. I don't know. I really didn't know how to balance my emotions because I was just thinking, wow, like, I was literally this kid who had no clue about what the future could hold. That photo, I don't even know when that was taken. Maybe it was taken way back when, in like 2002, 2003 even. I was young. But, you know, I was just like, wow. You know, to think that I would never have thought all the way to this point of 2022, you know, I would have gone through what I've gone through. It's so interesting to me. I've literally been fascinated about that this whole entire morning. And I'm just like, wow, I'm 26, yes, about to be 27. And now I'm like, obviously being an adult, it's a whole different ball game because we all forget to connect with our inner child, which doesn't allow us to reflect the way I've reflected this morning. We're so, so fucking tight on generally paying the bills, higher rent and gas going up, all these things of fucking adult life that is literally causing our brains to come corrupt and forget who we are, is literally what happens. And so you forget to reflect and you forget to think about how it feels to not think about anything. And that's literally what I've been doing this morning. I've literally just been thinking and looking at photos of me of when I was young. And I honestly, I feel kind of joyful, because I'm thinking like even though from that point to this very day, so much has happened, you know, I feel like everything that has happened has genuinely happened, obviously for a reason, you know. And I've been saying this lately as well, even with what I'm going through right now, with this new life that I'm now, I guess, you know, living, you know, single and all these things and relationships being done, I guess, and all that, like, it's just one of those things where I'm just like, this is also another thing added to the book. Like, when I'm 40, am I going to look back at this moment of when I was 20 or so? Or would it just disappear? I don't think so, because I'm not that kind of guy. I tend to remember everything. Do you know what I mean? Even the same pictures that I was looking at as a young kid, I still remember everything leading up to this very day, which is crazy, but I do. And so I just think, wow, like at 30 or not 30 or even 30 or like, I don't know, 35 or 40, would I be thinking, oh my God, do you remember that relationship? Like, wow, you know, and like, I don't know. I hope by then I'm in a better state of mind. I really pray to the universe and God that life is blessing me and I'm happy and like I'm good and I actually can reflect on that positively rather than being in a not a good position or place and thinking about that. Do you know what I mean? And I pray that I'm still alive too. That's another most important, you understand? But yeah, like, I don't know. I just woke up this morning and I felt like, wow, today I'm going to connect with my inner child and reflect and think about life and think about the next steps, you know, because I am literally starting a new chapter. I've really had to think about that. Like, the past 2 years has been a whole three chapters in one chapter. You know what I mean? So like, to step out of that, you know, and with the opportunities that are coming around to me as well, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, well, we really are about to possibly start this new little chapter. And it's exciting. But then it's just like, yo, let's hope that this next chapter, you know, like I always say, you choose what you want. Do you know what I mean? You choose what you desire. You choose what you need. You always make that choice. And so I'm choosing to make sure that, I guess, whatever happens next for me moving forward is gonna be at least somehow positive. Do you know what I mean? And whether that's through my new little business, yes, I'm scared about my business. I'm terrified because, like I said, I don't know if I'm making my products to the best of its ability. I'm not gonna front and lie and be like all these entrepreneurs and all these other people, like, yeah, it's for, like, I'm nervous, you know, but I believe in my product. I believe that it will heal. I believe that it's something of importance. And so I hope that it does something for other people. And I genuinely mean that. Like, I'm not just saying it. I genuinely hope that what I am doing, which I will reveal soon, which I'm sure I have, but anyway, I hope that it heals. That's all. I hope it actually helps people. Like, I'm genuinely trying to help other humans. That's it. And whether it does that or not, whatever. But at the end of the day, I believe in the product. I hope it does well. And I believe this is gonna be the next part of my chapter, followed by something else that I'm trying to create and design and takes up a lot of time. But I believe in that too, and I hope that it does well amongst many other things that I want to do. Child, you guys know, like, there's so much things that I actually want to do in this life. Whether I get to do all of it, I may not, which is fine, but at the end of the day, I want to at least try some stuff and try with most of the things that I want to do, you know. But but yeah, that's pretty much it, really. I just wanted to come on and express my excitement, but also my emotional happy morning, you know? I think it's so important, guys, that you all continue to find ways to connect with your inner child. Whether I'm currently in my house, I live with my family, but they've all gone out and it's just me. And it's these moments that I love because it allows me to be expressive. It allows me, you know, I love my family and I'm expressive to them when I want to, but I can't, I don't know. I never feel like personally in my surrounding, I don't feel like I can always be fully me. And so I'm able to, when I'm someone that likes their own space, someone that is alone so they can talk to themselves, I am really that person. And I actually find genuine satisfaction in that. So like now, like I said, I've literally got into my inner child and I've just been enjoying the reflection of this morning, you know. And I'm grateful. Let me tell you something. This, I am, there are some people that I'm like, I wish you never came into my life. Like past people. But as of recent and stuff as well, like there are so many people that I'm so grateful that actually stepped into my existence. Even if it ended badly, even if it ended with, you know, with bitterness. Like I am grateful for you. And that's for every person. Like, I'm actually grateful for a lot of people that have come and gone in my life and still are in my life. I'm genuinely grateful because these people are the people that I do, you know, I have trusted or trust, and I believe that these are people that are leading me onto my path of life. I'm leading myself, but they are like helping passengers that are also on the boats with me. And so I think that's huge, but I am grateful for those that have come in my life, because even though there may be things that have gone wrong or, you know, whatever, I feel like it's all learning curves, but it's positive learning curves. You know what I mean? That's why I feel now changed. I feel different. I see things differently, you know, and I love that about me. And I think that's what's important for everybody to always do. You know, yes, we have some evil people, some horrible people that do come into our existence and we wish it never happened. And that's fine. You know, we can just swipe past those people if you want to. But then there are, I guess, people in your life that, you know, you've let go, but then, you know, it's not on bad terms or anything like that. It's just, it was time. And I'm sure those are the people and those were the other times that you might a little bit, I know some of you be like, nah, but a little bit think to yourself, you know what, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you were in my existence because I wouldn't be who I am today. And I'm sure where I'm going next will be even better because of the current situation, you know? And that's huge. That's huge. But yeah. Anyway, oh, I love this podcast. I'm in a very good mood today. I'm going to remain happy, you know, no matter what happens with me in my life. You know, I'm just going to just wait. Like, literally, I keep saying, I wake up now and I'm just like, meh, it's a new day. Let's get on with it. Like, I can't be asked any longer to be stressed with work and course. I cannot. It's no. Just no. My existence is not that. I'm sorry. I don't care if we're all working in a society where we have to make money and we have to find a... Fuck that shit. I'm tired of that. Like, I actually believe that this is so sad that we genuinely live in a world like this. Like, I actually can't believe that we actually have to feel that we have to live and be in a certain societal way in order to feel like we're living. It's barbaric. I'm not gonna wake up anymore and feel that. I'm no longer gonna wake up and feel like I have to be or do stuff. Like, no, I'm gonna just wake the fuck up because I am alive and I'm genuinely breathing and I'm a human that is just alive. Like, why do I have to wake up and feel like, oh, I have to do this work today? Oh, I have to go and do this. Why? What fucking for what? For what? Do you know what I mean? Life does not make sense. That's what people need to realize. Nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense. So why wake up and feel like you must make sense? Tell me, why wake up and feel like you must make sense? Who are you making sense for? Who? Exactly. So, you know what? That's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna get on with the rest of my day. And yeah, I have a date. That's a good thing, isn't it? That's exciting, something to look forward to in it as well. Yay, woo woo. Anyway, have a great day, guys. And I'm sure we will be catching up again very soon. Peace and love.